I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Tag the Podcast. I'm Daring.
And I'm Pam Laring. Welcome back, guys. So today we have a special guest with us. She goes by the name Dodo Babs. Say
hi,
girl.
Hi. Hi, girl.
Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, cool. So today we're going to be talking about, how will you call this episode, Daring? Like this chit chat.
I'm going to call it Transformation 101. Period.
Daring, don't lie. Did you think about this before?
No, this was literally on the spot.
Yeah, just put because
I'm a smart girl. Like, stop. Yay. Like, don't play with me. I have Round 2 degrees in the Yay. Bag. Like,
Come
do
on.
Not play with me.
Come on. No, I love that. Transformation 101. Okay, now.
Period. Because I feel like as much as we're going to discuss like physical transformation, I'm sure this has more than like physical repercussions for you.
Course.
Like, is it exactly? So is it? It's just a transformation all around. Did you guess?
101. I get that. So you all, well, let me not say you all, but most of you should know Dodo from Instagram. It's funny because I actually, or is that not the platform?
Or should like, we say all?
All. Let me not limit
think
you.
That the most is a reach. Some of them.
Okay, let's say some of you know Dodo via Instagram. I actually saw your tweets. I think one of your tweets went viral one time and you landed on my TL and I was like, oh my gosh, eh?
Your TL?
Yeah, no.
She fly?
Like,
stop
that's
that.
How people be landing
Other people
on TL
retweeted
now.
It to her TL,
And then I followed you on Instagram and then I was just, you know, looking through your journey and I just felt so like, you know when you feel like you're looking like Superwoman, like what? Like this girl did the damn thing. Like
gasp,
did her thing.
I wanna ask the first question. So like how are you able to do that without the gym? That's the first, just spill this tea because
Daring, don't kill me.
No, because I need to know. Yeah.
It'd be very true. So I have actually never been to the gym before. I think it's because I'm actually scared of weights. Like that lifting that I see people do proper in the gym, like when they say they are benching.
But you know when you see like TikToks and YouTube and stuff and people doing all that stuff, you know, that's all just gra-gra. Like it's really not
it's
that.
It's actually gra-gra.
But I realized, I think the reason I didn't go to the gym is because I had already seen that what I was doing was working for me the way I wanted it to work. Do you understand? So I was already, I had cut out some things from my food. I had reduced
like
portions. I had given them things like bread. At the start of my journey,
Daring, I wasn't drinking that much bread.
I wasn't drinking soda. I have a list of things like all that cheese, ice cream, sweets, biscuits, just stuff that I knew I could do without. I wasn't going to punish myself and say, oh, no carbs or no. Because personally, I feel like any weight loss or diet regime, or regimen, I don't know. I think any weight loss, anything that you get, who giggled? Who is that?
Sorry. I apologize. Do you know why I giggled?
Yeah,
because I don't even know which one is correct. So
yeah,
I giggled.
Any weight loss instruction manual that tells you to cut out any like entire class of food. No, that weight
somehow
loss
yeah.
does not mean you well. Like why? Because you're still going to eat the carbs. And when you start eating the carbs, all the
you're not overdoing.
Well, not all the weight, but so I didn't want to punish myself. I didn't want to be unrealistic. So I was still eating my rice. I was eating my pasta. I had obviously cut off like half a lot of things. Giving myself strict meal times as well. So like times for breakfast, times for lunch, just stuff that I knew I was going to be comfortable with. That I wasn't going to feel like I'm punishing myself because it was not do or die for me at all.
Are you sure?
At all. I feel like people just see you and see like you've made a drastic change in your life and just conclude that something extreme must have triggered
had
it.
To
like,
happen.
Maybe, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
At all. It was, let me not say it wasn't intentional because it was, but where I am now and where I was as regards my weight, I definitely didn't see it getting this far. So when I started, I just saw it as, new challenge. Sorry, I'm rude to like explaining why I lost it. You guys just asked me how I did it.
It's okay. No, it's like
fine.
So a lot of people ask me, why did you do it? Why did you lose weight? It wasn't like, I was trying to, because I've heard a lot of nonsense. I've heard people say that, that I hated myself. I'm telling you.
Those people are projecting on you.
Those are their own insecurities.
People have said that, I self-hated myself into losing weight. I wanted to
Babe, if you
like
hate yourself, keep yourself away from me.
Honestly. And me, I'm seeing like, this was just a new challenge for me. It was a new year. I was in school, I was in my room, and I was just like, okay, pick up something new. I say, I want to do it. And I said,
that's amazing.
I posted on my story at 120 kg. I'm like, you guys, I just did 50 skips in 2 weeks. I'll be slimmer than Naomi Campbell. It was there on my story. It was banter. Everything was banter. When I started,
hashtag
it
manifest.
Was banter.
Period.
Yay! Processing. And look at it now. I mean,
that's insane.
I think I've tried now.
No, you've overtried.
Girl.
You've more than tried.
Be humble. Don't be humble. Like
she said, I think.
She said, I think.
You're killing me.
But I just want to put it out there that I did not lose weight because I wanted to be happy or happier. Because I know that because I've been happy before I even started my
journey. Your energy just seems like, even then, your energy seemed so, like, vibrant. Like, nothing about you really
change.
Like about you.
But a lot of stuff changed too, because dramatic weight loss is not just a physical journey. I feel like it's 100%. A mental, emotional, psychological adjustment. It's
transformation 101.
It's drastic, guy. 101 for real.
I feel like your relationships with people also changed with that.
Oh, of course. What? Yes. So like,
enough, like people evidently enough. Treating you differently and things like that.
So not exactly. It's not in a way that people, how do I word it? Sorry, hold on, girls. I'm just trying to put all the words together. I don't want to say like I lost a lot of friends as regards my journey, but I've had people, like friends that I was friends with before, tell me like, my weight loss doesn't really align with their politics.
What?
The fact that I help people lose it. No, which is my dear, like it's I kind of understand it because I don't like to force.
I'm just shocked in the sense that like ultimately what politics
told me that like dramatic weight loss, they said dramatic weight loss is fat phobic, it means I hate fatness.
Okay,
hate fat,
so the other so they're on the other extreme. These people are extremists.
Okay.
Because personally, and I've said it on all these things that I'm saying, like I've put it out there publicly, I have never approached, out of all the maybe 1,800 people that I've worked with, men and women, I have never approached any of them first, like say, come and join my group, come and lose weight. Personally, I say every time, I don't think anybody needs to lose weight. Like it's not by force, but if you want to, I will help you. If you want to,
you
I
have to make the decision yourself.
That's why it's very important when you see people that have lost a lot of weight. It's important to ask, like, are you comfortable? Are you happy? Because people will just be saying, well done. What if I was sick?
Yeah.
People will just be saying, well done. So what if I was sick?
Like, also people who have, sorry to have cut you off. Also, people who have lost weight because they were sad. Maybe they've lost someone or something, sad has happened. People will just see you and be like, you look good, but you don't know
cancer.
That I couldn't eat.
People that had cancer, and people were telling them, well done, wow, you've lost a lot of weight. I was sick. I was dying. Insane. Like, I had a problem.
We have to be more sensitive to these things.
For definitely. Sure. You need to ask them if it was intentional and if they're comfortable, if they're okay, not necessarily happier, because, like, changing what you look like shouldn't necessarily be what will give you joy.
Yeah,
definitely seeing progress and seeing that I did this by myself. I wanted to do this for small reasons. Like, say, sorry, this is a family podcast. This is like a.
It's not a family. I don't expect anybody under 18 to listen to the podcast.
So don't do that. Small things that, like, I wake up in the morning, like I'll see people that can look down and see past their belly or like see past their breast and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking to my mind, like, oh, what if I was able to just excitement, really, like, oh wow, like look, I have collarbones. This is what I would look like with collarbones. Not like it's a great thing, or but I'm just saying, like, little things. It wasn't a drastic, oh, I wanted to give myself joy. I wanted to it was honestly just bangs, and then it got too far. I took it too
I love far. That though, because it seems like you had fun with it. You are not
I did.
You had fun with it. Seemed pressured to do anything, mm-hmm. you just kind of like went with it. And like absolutely. To kind of add on what you said, I was literally talking to my friend yesterday, Aaliyah, about this. Like, we were out mm-hmm. and like, you know when iPhone does that thing where like they make an album, like a random album of your pictures for you. Yeah. So I got a notification that I had a new one. So I was like, let me like view this thing now. Let's see what's it. Do you get like memes?
Mm-hmm.
And the very first picture was like a picture I took, I think, in 2019. Darren took this picture of me. Yeah. And I looked at myself, Darren, I don't guess, why are you scared?
Like, I'm just surprised this picture. Sorry, you're
Darren
right.
go to uni together.
It's like, true. Sorry, I saw you almost every day. I don't know why I was shocked.
Darren said,
like,
shocked.
Yes, like, what?
Darren said,
shocked. No. She literally said, I don't know you. Like, what are
sorry,
you
sorry. Saying? I was just shocked. Like, huh?
But yeah, not okay. But maybe today. And I looked at
were you fatter
like, oh
then?
My god, yeah, like I was much then. Bigger. Oh. I was bigger, mm-hmm. so I immediately said, "Ew, like what the hell? Like I can't even believe I thought I was a babe." And Aaliyah was just like, "What the hell? Like why would you say that?" So I was like, "Oh, do you get?" Like she was like,
"Yeah,
you have to understand that, like." Yes. Big guy, she checked me. She
big up Aaliyah,
big up.
She was because. You took that picture, you thought you were a bad bitch, so why are you changing your mind now that your body has changed? Like, you like that picture, so why not just leave it as that? Genius. And I was like,
so Aaliyah said, once a bad bitch, always a bad bitch.
Always a bad bitch.
A1 since day one, period.
Exactly. That's what she said.
Like, we shouldn't equate, like, being thinner or, like, bigger to, like, being more of a babe or type of things. Like if you like
you
yourself in that moment,
so you're
you like yourself.
Even that you were bigger and then you lost weight, the people that probably see their pictures from say last year and they were slimmer then, but then they used to think they were fat.
That's me.
Shout out body dysmorphia.
Do you understand? So I feel like at the end of the day, everything should just be your own personal, how do I put it, like your own personal joy, and it should not be attached to exactly what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever struggle with did you ever struggle with body dysmorphia or no?
No, I don't think I did.
How does it feel to be God's favorite?
How does it actually feel to be God's favorite?
because
I don't know what I look like.
Something that is not. Yes, I understand that people go through that, and sometimes somebody else is telling them that, oh, you look good, you look this, and they don't feel that way. I've never struggled with that. I feel like I've struggled with is it overconfidence, like just thinking I look perfect, like wow, I look from when I was a lot.
That's a good thing
now,
though.
I never really so I'm grateful for it.
So coming back to those to your friends, the ones who you may or may not have lost.
Not me or me.
Were there any? I don't know. Let me not put anybody on the spot. They might be in the corner or whatever, but share somewhere there. So coming back to those friends, were there any friends who, apart from the extreme ones, like the extreme is being like, you know, you're fatphobic, like or whatever, forcing people. Apart from those ones, were there any friends who just were either like. No. Were either like maybe shady or jealous because maybe they wanted to lose weight. They wanted to lose weight too, and they couldn't.
I've had people that joined my group that have asked me to help them lose weight and have gone ahead to say that losing weight is fat phobic because like maybe we tried once, we tried twice, and like, you know, I wouldn't say they weren't taking it seriously, but to join my group, I always put out everything. Like I put out the rules. Like this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to be working every day. And maybe they just I don't want to say they didn't take it seriously because it sounds like
they didn't adhere to instructions.
They didn't adhere.
Basically,
they agreed to it. Exactly. They agreed to it at the start of the group. Maybe the first day, the second day they followed, and then they fell off, which is okay because we're all human beings. And like, see, this whole journey is exhausting. So I always understand when people can't like go through with it. Well, so I make sure I message like, oh, what's up? What happened? What has changed? Remember why we started. Remember what you wanted to achieve, what you wanted to do. So the people that started and fell off and then just changed and just became upset. That's the only way I can put it. Like, just
they were pressed. Upset. Like, they were pressed.
This baby's violent too. They just became upset. That's what I'm saying. Like, they just became upset that things weren't going as maybe as fast as it happened. As they wanted, as fast as they wanted, and then they got upset about it. So yeah, there are definitely people that I know that before they used to commend my journey, they used to commend my weight loss, and now,
you just say it as it is.
Very careful. This is the same way I am with my Insta story. I'm so careful because, like, 5 minutes is enough for me. If I post something that's wrong, quote unquote, 5 minutes is enough for it to cause any damage. Because by 5 minutes, 120 people would have seen it. I'm sure out of that 120, somebody would have taken a screenshot. So you have to really check what is.
It's crazy.
I don't want to say anybody is pressed or jealous, but I definitely noticed that like, people's energy.
Not how whispering.
And it was because
you lowered your voice.
And it was because of the weight loss. Yes, definitely.
What's about boys?
Of it, but I don't care.
They now been swarming like flies? Like, what's the
nobody always been swarming like flies though?
Period.
The major thing that changed is that when I was bigger, a lot of older men used to move to me. Now they don't really check for me like that. Like, they still do, but like, older, when I say older, like mature. People's dad.
Stop it.
And all of but now, like, young boys, you know. Young boys.
They've joined the gang.
Somebody called me on the phone, like, got my number and called me on the phone, and we're talking, you know, trying to get to know me. And like, he was like, oh, so what's your P? How single? And I said, what's my P? So me, I've never been talked to like that before, and I don't know if it's because
this is not that's a young boy. This is a youngin. He said, "What's your P?"
Ah, they're P now. God, I hate.
He said, "What's your P? How single are you? Like, what's up? What's up?
How single are you?
Who are you talking to? Like,
you have to run fast."
So I know that people younger boys now move to me more. Like, I've noticed that people of my age group are now more comfortable moving to me. Before, I used to notice I used to visibly see the intimidation when I was bigger. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. They would not approach me because maybe they thought I was older, or they just concluded that, you know, because I was bigger. I don't know how to put it, but definitely younger boys now approach me with ease.
They're
not even scared.
They're not treading lightly. How can you say how simple are you? What type of question is that? That's a ridiculous question.
Very ridiculous.
What's the craziest thing anybody has asked you, like, in regards to like helping them lose weight? Like, has anybody asked you anything crazy?
Someone has asked me to help them lose 20 kg in a week, and they were dead serious. They were dead serious. Like, they were very serious.
I'm 20 kg in a week.
Yep.
That's crazy.
People have asked for 10 kg in a week. People have asked.
I even feel like maybe 10 kg might not be too bad. 20,
no,
you are stretching.
10 is still too bad. 10 is still insane. 5 is too much.
Yeah, that means. Wait, I'm actually over dipping. I'm dipping it. A week is 7 days.
Like the numbers are just not.
No. You can't lose 10 kg. No, it's not. I would not have. Even 5 is too much. When I was at the peak of my journey, when I say like, oh, I was losing weight fast, I was losing like 3 kg a week, and that's still like a lot. So imagine 10, 15, 20. No.
How did this person want you? This person wanted you to perform Drew or Magic. Or...
They're ready to pay times 3 of what I charge. They're ready to pay that. They have some. I'm like, no. Like, it doesn't work that way. Like, even if you starve, it's not going to. No.
That means that 1 week, you can't even drink water.
You can't. Even if you do that, you have to breathe in. You 20 kg. It's so unsafe. It's very unsafe. I feel like a lot of people do. But at the same time, all this is society's fault, really, because people won't be going through these extreme lengths if society didn't make being fat. So yeah, I think it's not a big deal to me, and I know that because since I started the groups have been some form of accountability for me as well, because I have my members to answer to. I have other women, I have men to answer to. Like, I send them workouts. Let me know how progress. Yeah, so all of that has just made me feel very good. I feel useful. I feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah, doing the Lord's work, girl. Well done.
You really are. I can't lie. So what next for you? Like, obviously, I feel like working out. No, but I feel like working out, that's your lifestyle now. That's your lifestyle. It's not like a one-time thing.
I'm okay, fair. So yeah, I'm doing biomedical engineering.
Ha.
But after that, that's when I'll start thinking,
She's smart. She's smart. Yay. She's sexy. She's smart. She fit. She everything.
Yeah, we love an all-rounded queen. Love it.
I'm trying. Thank you.
What about just the last question? What about like your family in terms of when you were losing weight? Were they so like how
they were supportive react? Until they thought it got too much.
Like, that's, you see, that's one thing about African.
They always think
parents.
There's too much. Like, what's too much?
So when I hit like 95 kg, or let me even say 85. Like, they're like, okay, it's okay. Like, they'll beg me not to work out. They'll beg me to eat more food. Like, they'll just beg me, they're not okay with. But I think it's just at the end of the day, it's just a family thing. But from the start, they've never, like, forced me or asked me to even lose weight. I recognize that, and I'm grateful for it, that I don't come from a fat phobic home, because a lot of the women that I work with tell me that it's their parents, it's their moms that talk to them about how fat they're getting, how they look,
just
like
they make it well. They just make that thing seem so normal, because I don't see my parents that often, but whenever I do, it's been a couple of months that have passed. My daddy can just make a joke like you're eating again. Look at your stomach.
Like, are you crazy, guy?
It's fine. Like, I mean, I'm happy to talk about it, but because I feel like a lot of people do, like, and it doesn't bother me in the sense. It's just like, you two, you look at your own stomach. It's that type of, like, that's how I see it. Like, I don't understand what you're saying.
I feel like people should just, and this goes back to what I said about never ever approaching anybody first about losing weight. Everybody should just mind their business. Like, I'm not
complaining.
Even when people tell me, like, look at this person should join your group, I'm like, did they complain to you about their weight? I don't get it. Like, I find it very insulting. Wrong. Why? Mind your business. Like, if they want to and they ask you for help, that's different. But like, just
do you have plans for people who are looking for weight gain or
no,
you're just
it's the loss.
And people even ask me on that. People ask me about, do I get scared about adding weight back? That's the question I get.
Fear of gaining
the weight back, because now I've lost 42, 43 kg.
That's amazing. So you know, that's a child. That's a whole child.
Like, that is a human being. Somebody wears that 42 kg, literally.
I can tell because of the clothing, like the dress size, because I was a size 24 when I started my journey.
So, do you mind me asking, what size are you now?
Well, I'm size 10.
Oh, amazing.
Thank you.
Me and you can share clothes.
So when people ask me, yes. when people ask me if I'm scared, I'm definitely not scared at all. I just look at myself and say, oh, after all the hard work, like, do I just want to? And I've made it a more of a lifestyle. That's why it feels so. That's why I've been able to keep it up for this long, because I've made it. It's a lifestyle thing. I wake up in the morning, I work out, I drink my water, I eat well. I don't eat well because now I've been eating.
Remember, because I scrolled through your highlights. Can you vaguely explain to the listeners what your, I can't remember what you called it, but it was something like, when you can't see a change in your weight, you do something.
So when I've noticed, this was when I was like deep into the journey. Now I'm not as intense anymore because I'm not trying to lose any more weight. But yeah, when I was deep into my journey and I see that I've plateaued, like my weight has stayed the same for like a week or two, what I do is that I don't know if it's right or if it's healthy or if it's, but it's what has worked for me. And I always tell people, because they don't believe me when I say it, I just eat everything that I didn't used to eat.
How do I put it? So the like, breads and the stuff that you cut out.
No, even at that point, I had started even eating bread. I wasn't as strict on my journey anymore, but I would eat a lot more of it. So I'll be eating. Okay. So maybe I'll
just increase your portions. 6 times
in a day. I increase my portions, eating cheese, and the everything that I want to eat, drinking whatever I want to, just knowing that I'm eating to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that's how it feels to me. Like I'm eating to gain weight. And then I just, maybe I do that for 2-3 days, and then I just start again with my normal 3 times a day eating, working out in the morning. And in that period, I don't work out at all. And I notice that, you know, the
just allow yourself
again.
And your body is basically just confused.
Somebody
told me that it's called metabolic confusion. I don't know how correct that person is, but somebody told me like, oh, that this is actually
it sounds right, like, and it actually does make sense.
It's always worked for me. So, and it has worked for some other people too.
I think I might try that, because I'm not really like on a weight loss journey, because I think that I'm small. I mean, obviously, I'm in podcast. Okay. Maybe people cannot see, like, obviously, you can't see me. But I'm a small person in the sense, like, I'm short. Like, I'm 5'3". I'm a small girl. Like, I'm petite.
She's so tiny.
Oh, my God. You guys, stop it. But I just feel like if I lose maybe, like, 5 kg, I'll be, like, where I need to be at. So I'm not trying to lose drastic weight, but I just feel like for my height and my size, I just feel like there's just a little, you know, fupa and podginess and maybe a back row here and there that needs to go.
Yeah.
It just needs to be gone. It needs to be gone. But I feel like for the past, like, I would say maybe a month, I've just been the same weight more or less constantly. Like, I'm losing maybe 0.5.
Have you been working out?
Yeah, I work out at least 4 to 5 times a week.
She be banging the gym.
Sorry, you.
I bang.
She banged him.
And I started incorporating, this year was when I was like, I'm going to be serious about lifting. So I've started like deadlifting and squatting and stuff. So I've been working out, but I've not lost anything. So I think I'm going to try what you said, because I need that 5 kg to dip. I need to go.
Try and see. I hope it works for you, but just try.
I've given myself like 3 months to lose the 5 kg. I'm not rushing. I'm not trying to do 5 kg in 1 week. I'm not trying to do that.
No, none of that. So yeah, support, and I'm wishing you the best.
Healthy pace.
Thank you so much. And if I need help, I would definitely join you. So how do we join your group if you wanted to?
Just send me a DM on Instagram. That's all.
The platform is, I think you said it was on Telegram.
Telegram. Oh my God, I hate Telegram, but that's where all my groups are.
Fair enough. Okay. In case the people want to join as well. But honestly, we really appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to share or let our people know?
Well, I just feel like everybody should learn to love themselves.
Everybody,
because it's not, and at the same time, it's not something that that everybody can control. Do you understand? Because other people affect people. But I wish everybody loved themselves a little more.
And everyone should be sensitive about everyone as well. Very like, sensitive. If you don't need to talk, keep quiet, shut up. Don't open your mind, basically.
And this projecting thing, less of it.
Stop.
Less of that. Just stop. Like, just less of that.
It's true. But we honestly thank you so much for sharing on social media and sharing here and just like letting people know your journey. Thank you so much for joining us. Honestly, I really, really enjoyed this. And more than anything, you have actually inspired me to lose that 5 kg that I need to lose. Like, I need to lose that 5 kg. So thank you so much for coming and spilling the tea for everyone and all giving us your top tips.
I was telling Camilleri that I need to you guys need to redo your friends episode.
Got it.
No worries. Thank you
guys so much for listening to this episode. We hope y'all enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next episode
of Tag the Podcast. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Honestly, I really, really enjoyed this. And more than anything, you have actually inspired me to lose that 5 kg that I need to lose. Like, I need to lose that 5 kg. So thank you so much for coming and spilling the tea for everyone and all giving us your listeners. Top tips.
I was telling Camilleri that I need to, that you guys need to redo your friends episode.
Got it.
Okay, no worries. Thank you
guys so much for listening to this episode. We hope y'all enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next episode
of Tag the Podcast. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.